Number one in the time trial. Impressed? Am I happy?
Well, Bradley Hill didn't race, so I'm happy, yeah. Now, me and Cam Suckley have had some good battles, but it's always nervous running the time trial off the back of off-season, but yeah, you've done the work, so it's good to get that out of the way and run a good time and now get into the footies.
3K down to 2K, what was the reason for the change in the distance you're now running, do you know?
I'm not sure, but I like it. Less Ks, another K less, so yeah, I'm actually not sure, I've got no idea. A lot of clubs do 2Ks now, so it might just be modern day football. But yeah, the boys appreciated it.
Just because it's less distance, or it's about the time you're used to running for a rotation?
It's still hard, yeah, don't get me wrong, but it's a K less, so the boys loved it.
What time did you run?
6:20, I think, I'm not sure. I ran halfway and then lost, just went hard, so yeah.
The shows you're in good nick. I mean, you finished run up to Bradley Hill last year in the 3K, so you would have gone in expecting to go pretty well, but it shows that you're in good nick.
Yeah, you want to come back in good nick and get the respect of the boys and start again, so that's one test and that's out the way, and now I'm getting to the football, so it's good.
It was an interesting year for you last year, just didn't fall your way. What do you look back on and assess it as?
Yeah, I had a hamstring injury last year at a bad time, and then I come back. There's a waffle bye when I come back, so I turned that into like a 3 or 4 week into like a 5 or 6 week, and that really hurt me. That was a bit disappointing, but here I am now, so I look forward, not back, and reset, so looking forward to next year.
You were top 10 in the BNF the year before, and then yeah, obviously fell away a bit last year, so with the injuries and things not going away. You only get 1 year with the contract at the end of the season. What was the situation there?
Oh, mate, 1 year at Fremantle Footy Club's exciting right now, and couldn't be prouder to be here, and looking forward to a big 2018, to be honest.
Doesn't give a lot of security. Does it mean that you feel like from now you're playing for your future a bit?
Not really. Like I said, you take it 1 week at a time, one training session at a time. As I said, we've got pick two, pick five, we've got Matera, we've got Wilson, we've got a few, you know, another six picks as well on Friday. You saw the young boys come through last year. I couldn't be more excited to be here for one more year. I'm actually really grateful. So, as I said, it's fantastic.
So you're grateful? Did you think you're under the pump? Did you?
No. 1 year, mate, that's what the contract is. So it's exciting times.
Where do you feel your best position is? You played that running half-back role. You played wing sort of position as well. What's the best spot on the ground for you?
Yeah, I enjoy wing, half-back. Wherever Ross wants to put me, I'm happy to play, mate. So, I've played both of them equally over my journey so far. And when you start pre-season, you have a position, and we've only been here for a couple of days. So once they tell me what they prefer, you'll go into that role and work through with a few other boys.
Fair bit of competition for the spots in both those positions, isn't there, halfback and wing?
There's been competition since I got here, to be honest. I got here when we were, when we were probably more successful, but it's getting harder and harder, so that's just the way it is, and that's the industry. You've just got to train hard and earn your spot. It's healthy.
There's been a lot of talk in the off-season about players requesting trades home. Was that ever across your mind?
As a player, you're always going to, when you're out of contract, you're going to, speak to your manager, but for me, to stay at Fremantle is exactly what I wanted to do, and I couldn't be happier to be here for another year.
And what have you personally been working on in this pre-season?
I've only been here for 48 hours, but...
I mean, in your own time as well.
Yeah, well, we've got an off-season program, yeah. It's a mental break as well. It's a long, as you said, everything didn't go to plan last year for me with that injury, and after the waffle finals, it was fantastic to win that premiership with Peel Thunder. So it's time to rest and recover and enjoy a little break, but also do the program that the strength and conditioning coaches give us. So feeling refreshed and ready to go.
You've only been back for 2 days, but have you gained a sense there's a bit more excitement around the group heading in for next season as opposed to what the season's gone by, do you think?
I'm always up and about, mate, so I'm not sure. There's a lot of younger guys, so it's hard to say, really. The older guys are pretty boring, aren't they? There's always a good vibe early, and that's the way it should be, mate. We're here to have fun, but when we go out and train and do things, it's all serious and all business. So, it's good to have a great vibe, and it's good that you've picked up on it.
there's plenty of teenagers around the country and probably a few mature age guys as well who are a bit nervous at the moment ahead of Friday. You've been a first-round draft picker. I know it probably feels like an eternity ago now, but what's your advice for them in the next couple of days as they prepare for hopefully their dream coming true?
Oh, I wind the clock back. You're very nervous. I've heard some good stories and bad stories. I think once your name does come out, the best advice I've got is once you celebrate with your family and friends, especially if you get interstate. But once you rock up day one, it's all business and just earn the respect of the playing group and work hard and everything will go from there. Because realistically, draft day is probably your happiest you'll be. And then after that, the next goal is to play. And then once you've played your first game after that, it's to play consistently. So once they get past being drafted, it's then to perform on the park and get the respect.
How much of a shock to the system will it be for them when they actually walk through the door and find out what being an AFL footballer actually is?
Slept for 12 hours every night for 2 weeks. And it'll be a big shock. I'm not sure which guys have, ready to go, but it was a big shock for me when I got here and I was fresh out of school. So it's, washing your sheets and trying to put your doona cover on, mate. It's not that easy. Little things like that, cook dinner. They'll pick it up pretty quickly. We'll look after them.
And to have 2 and 5, I mean, you're going to get elite players. What's it like when you know that you're going to get a couple of really good players to help and come in and hopefully bolster this list for a long time?
Oh, it's exciting. You look in the past, they're all handy players that go that early. So, as I said, this place is exciting to be around and the future's really bright. So if you're a member at home, it's, you should be looking forward to next year.